To have risen so fast from freshman senator to presidential contender means that people must really love this guy.
He is probably one of the most hated people in the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans do not like this guy.
He's been called a fraud and a wacko, and that's by some of his own Republican colleagues.
Establishment Republicans loathe him.
In the Bush campaign in 2000, he was despised by his colleagues.
They hate him as they have hated no senator before him.
What a description. They hate him as they have hated no senator before him. That's right, they hate him.
A lot of senators consider him the worst cruise, and that includes the poop cruise. But look, with a man of Cruz's accomplishments, there's bound to be some professional envy. To truly know a man, you go and talk to the people close to him from back in the day.
Ted Cruz was my roommate. I did not like him at all in college.
And, you know, I want to be clear, because, I Ted Cruz is a nightmare of a human being. I have plenty of problems with his politics. But truthfully, his personality is so awful that 99% of why I hate him is just his personality. If he agreed with me on every issue, I would hate him only 1% less.
Ooh! 1% less? Nerd burn! Do you know how much you have to hate someone to do the math on it?
As you can see, before I met Ted, I didn't hate him. And after I met him, well, the data speaks for itself.
Stinky little butt. I like to defund Planned Parenthood, stop the gays from getting married, that kind of stuff. One aspiration of mine is to steal Thin Mints from a Girl Scout, stick them up my butt. You know, I'd really like to push a blind kid down the stairs with my butt. Well, I'd like to fart in my dog's mouth, I guess, using my butt. Carpet bomb some brown people. Oh, wow. Looky here. Yeah, it tastes just like my aspiration. Pee on my own butt. Deport the immigrants and build a wall around Mexico. More aspirations? I sure do love to drink the sweat that comes out of my butt.
Everyone who knows Ted Cruz seems to hate him. But every leaf deserves a chance to turn. So speak, Ted Cruz. Speak.
The Obama administration will become quite literally the world's leading financier of radical Islamic terrorism.
Stop that train wreck, that disaster, that nightmare that is Obamacare.
I'm Ted Cruz. I want to run for president. Other aspirations? You still talking about the sweat that comes out of my stinky little butt?
A violent criminal are Democrats.
This guy's real. And what he said is actually a lie. The overwhelming majority of ex-cons don't register to vote. They break in at night and cast their votes when no one is looking.
I like to defund Planned Parenthood, stop the gays from getting married.
Thank you.
18-year-old Ted Cruz had some funny answers when asked about his aspirations.
Aspirations? Is that like sweat on my butt?
Aspiration? Like perspiration? I'm already sweating for Ted having to watch his old self talk about his future goals.
Take over the world. World domination, yeah, rule everything. Rich, powerful, that sort of stuff.
But really, who hasn't been embarrassed by their younger self? I'm sure young Hillary Clinton might agree with the Cruz defender who said, "Thank heavens there were no video cameras when I was a shallow, mouthy teenage girl." Now, if only we could unearth some ancient footage of a young and handsome Donald Trump articulating his aspirations. The Cruz video even includes his father.
Is Cruz, you think Ted's gonna rule the world one day?
I hope not.
Thanks, Dad. The person who posted the video says it came from a classmate of Cruz's who wants to remain anonymous. It was turned into a mock ad. The 18-year-old Ted's first aspiration was a doozy.
Oh, I don't know, being a 16 film like that guy who played Horatio.
In a nutshell, or Iowa's in charge? It's official, God has declared Ted Cruz the winner. Sure, to God be the glory, but to Ted Cruz be the delegates. It was God who called on him to serve, and apparently also asked him to call for carpet bombing Iraq and eliminating the Department of Education. But look at the time.
About two guys who inherit a bikini store.
I think I found my calling in life.
Really? And I had you figured for a brain surgeon.
Young Ben Carson. When asked about the old video, a spokesman for the Cruz campaign told Politico, "Good to see he's always had a great sense of humor, and it could have been worse. At least Ted didn't answer like a bikini contest contestant."
That kind of stuff. One aspiration of mine is to steal thin mints from a Girl Scout. Stick them up my butt.
You know, Ted Cruz reminds me of Pepe Le Pew, the skunk. Because even when he thinks he's being charming, he's just being even more creepy. For instance, the other day when Cruz was asked if he believed that women should have access to birth control, this is what he said.
"As I noted, Heidi and I, we have two little girls. I'm very glad you don't have 17.
So now that's in your head?
Anyone who wants contraceptives can access them. Last I checked, we don't have a rubber shortage in America. Look, when I was in college, we had a machine in the bathroom. You put 50 cents in and voila!
Well, it wasn't so much a machine as a hole in the wall. But you put your 50 cents in and then your penis and then, well, the point is, Princeton was crazy.
We've gone nearly 7 seconds without mentioning Donald Trump. Now the most incredible, stupendous, fabulous second-place finisher in the history of the world. Trust him. But who's this in third? Why, that fresh-faced conservative war hawk is Marco Rubio, the candidate with 50% less crazy than the leading crazies.
Okay, okay, hey, this is Furious George, Thursday night, WCOM LP Chapel Carborough. We're rocking out to some crazy cool beats on the Furious Show. taking out the big middle finger out to all those crazy crazies. And I don't know, the show may be offensive to some of those crazy crazies, even in the 50% less crazies. We are going to also crank in some beats. We got, I don't know, there's some Fly Low off of Grand Theft Auto soundtrack. It's pretty cool. Other cool stuff you might want to hear at furiousg.blogspot.com. How about you? What do you think? Yeah, you. Okay, so we're going to keep rocking. If you want to know more about WCOM, go to WCOMFM.org and stream the shows. Also help the station, hear about the station, other fun stuff. And we're just going to get back into it. Too much fun stuff to do here. If you want to learn more about the show or just check in with Furious, email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And you can always call the station 919-929-9601. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious.
And now, plenty of desperate Republican dough. Meanwhile, a revolutionary and a dynasty walk into a bar where the coins of democracy were flipped to help give Madam Secretary a victory of skin-of-the-teeth proportions. Yes, once again, Iowa picks the leader of the free world. For here, victory is essential and the die is cast. Just ask winners like Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum. Good night and...
Yeah, it tastes just like my aspiration. Pee on my own butt. We'll be right back.
9 with the shit. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my 9 with the shit. Move to the neighborhood. I bet they don't stay for good. Watch. Somebody will steal daddy's rollie. Call it the neighborhood. Watch. Pray for a safer hood. With my paper good. Watch. Captain Saberhood. Hood savior. Baby boy. Still getting ID for swishers. I'ma still watch my clothes. Still with the same money militia. I'ma still watch my bros. Trapped in the middle of the map with a little bitty rock and a little bit of rap. That with a literary knack and a little shitty Mac and like a little really jack. Sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my 9 with the shits. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my 9 with the shits. Kids here. Why you think they don't talk about it? They deserted us here. Where the fuck is Matt Lauer at? Somebody get Katie Couric in here. Probably scared of all the refugees. Look like we had a fucking hurricane here. Are we shooting whether it's dark or not? I mean, the days is pretty dark a lot. Down here, it's easier to find a gun than it is to find a fucking parking spot. No love for the opposition. Specifically a composition, cause they never been in opposition. Getting violations from the nation. Correlating you dry snitching. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my 9 with the shits. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my 9 with the shits.
I'm afraid of Americans.
fight, I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
Oh, I don't know, being a teen tit film like that guy who played Horatio. Well, other than that, take over the world. World domination, yeah, rule everything.
Other aspirations? You still talking about the sweat that comes out of my stinky little butt? I like to defund Planned Parenthood. Stop the gays from getting married. That kind of stuff. One aspiration of mine is to steal thin men from a girl.
Johnny combs his hair and Johnny wants being cars.
Stick them up my butt.
Johnny's in America. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Yeah, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
Where a lot of people not in men's bathrooms get their birth control. Plus, he tried to make it harder for insurance to cover contraception. Americans. And he supports a constitutional amendment that could ban IUDs and possibly the pill, too. But you know what? Rubber is a funny word. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. You know what? Maybe Ted Cruz is the leader that America needs. I mean, he's the first person in recent memory who's been able to unite people of both parties in their hatred of him. And maybe, just maybe, for that reason, we might all grow to love him. But probably not.
You know, I'd really like to push a blind kid down the stairs with my butt. Well, I'd like to, fart in my dog's mouth, I guess.
What you want me to do, what I want to do in life? Well, my aspiration is to, I don't know, be in a teen tit film like that guy who played Horatio. Well, other than that, take over the world. World domination, yeah, rule everything.
why can't we live together? Tell me why, tell me why. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? No one wants, no one wants, no one wants. Just a little peace in this world. No more wars, no more wars. All we want is some peace in this world. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
Such a long time.
a bird.
It's a plane.
Actually, he's down in the pipes. Faster than a speeding bacteria. More powerful than a democratically elected government. Able to poison thousands of children with the stroke of a pen. It's Austerity Man. Disguised as Michigan Governor Rick Snyder by day, Austerity Man runs government like a business. An inept criminal business, but nonetheless a business. Slashing regulation, taxes, and services. Austerity Man saw a chance to cut the fat, and he cut it. Austerity Man cut spending by replacing clean, expensive water with cheaper, poisonous water.
The name of the game is LifeWorks.
Over 15 million taxpayer dollars saved in Flint. Thank you, Austerity Man. Spawned in the anti-government Tea Party wave of 2010, Austerity Man knows how to save money by withholding non-corrosive additives in a municipal water system. That's approximately three figures in daily savings. Thank you, Austerity Man. Small government, big spending cuts, less regulation, and business know-how. Sound familiar?
Another aspiration. You still talking about the sweat that comes out of my stinky little butt?
I'm like sweat on my butt.
If I'm getting down the stairs with my butt. Well, I'd like to fart in my dog's mouth, I guess, using my butt. Carpet bomb some brown people. Oh wow! Looky here. Yeah, it tastes just like my aspiration. Pee on my own butt. Deport the immigrants and build a wall around Mexico. More aspirations? I sure do love to drink the sweat that comes out of my butt. I'm Ted Cruz. I want to run for president.
Spanish cuisine you prepare.
you're beautiful, yeah. We're just moving it, baby. I like to cha-cha. Give it to me, your number, I'm calling you, manana. Hopefully you come kick it with me, manana. We can cha-cha between the sheets, manana. I'ma tell all my boys about you, manana. Hope this is your number, I'm calling you, manana. Hopefully you come kick it with me, manana. We can cha-cha between the sheets, manana. I like to cha-cha, hey. I like to cha-cha. I'm
rubber shortage in America.
Hey, y'all, this is Dr. Furious. Get up! Hey, WCOMM. We're rocking out here. 11 o'clock, Thursday night. Cranking into some more craziness beats. This is the Young Fathers in the background. Get up. We've also been paying tributes to David Bowie, as well as having fun with local music from Sylvanesso, Made of Oak, and others. Not to mention help from Trevor Noah and others focusing on the crud, Ted Cruz. And anyway, apparently he's coming in here, so we're going to make fun of him and anybody else who happens to be crypto-fascist megalomaniac. So anyway, if you like what you're hearing, you'd like being a part of the micro-powered experience, and you feel like you're taking crazy pills, there's lots of good stuff you can do, including go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can see all of our old shows. Go to WCOMFM.org, and you can check out this cool station thing we got going on here, micro-powered community-based radio. Dr. Furious puts the bass in community-based radio. And also, email me. Let me know what you want to hear or issues we should talk about or people we should pay tribute to. FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And anyway, we're going to get back into it here. Of course, hitting some more of our tribute to David Bowie, who passed recently, and other stuff going on in the world. So, thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio. I'm Furious!